It's an All Request Medley Part 2. Are you ready to go nonstop? Let's start it out. This one's for Victoria Mullis. Keep the music going. Janet Stearns wanted to hear Brown Eyed Girl, and here it is.
Wall slipping and sliding all waterfall with you. A brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la la 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 de da, la de da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my bright-eyed girl. You, my bright-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing? Sha la 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 la.
As Van Morrison fades into the sunset, here come the birds by request from Michelle.
The reason why. I have to let you go, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Leave it for a long time,
leave it for a long time.
Believe,
how'd you believe?
Well, that's your love was not mine,
not love was not mine,
and that's the way it would be. But I didn't know,
but I didn't know
that you were putting me on.
Your request non-stop, like this one from Nancy. She wants to hear this song by the Left Bank. I wonder why.
Sidewalks on my
Penny sent in his request for a great song by the King.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
And another great request from Pat Conan.
I'm leaving it all up to you.
Oh.
up to you. You decide what you gonna do.
Request in a non-stop medley. Here's one from Evelyn. Non-stop medley of your request. Judy wants to hear Herman's Hermits.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Thank you.
an Ennery. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Ennery. Ennery the eighth I am.
This cavalcade of hits never seems to end. Here's a request from Jane. Send this one out to Jackie.
Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover, come walking over, not a wedding to show her. Crimson and clover, over and over. Thank you.
Time for one more song, and before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. This last one is a request from Sal. He grew up in Woodstock, New York. He lived 3 miles from Bob Dylan.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked in you. You say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak. And says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. With the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you?